Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome back to another edition of the Love of the Star podcast. I am one half of this podcast, Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Joined, as always, by my much better half, Brian Broaddus, former Super Bowl winning NFL scout and co-host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, 2 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Brian, how are things? Are you just totally missing football out here?
What do you think?
I know, that's such a
troll. I'm excited that I get to call the game with Brad on Saturday to get to be a part of that again. But right now, I mean, these last 2 days, a kicking situation. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, we had you on today on the G-Bag Nation, and you were talking about offensive production. I mean, you know, this is the time you do get that FOMO where you're like, I'd give anything to be out there. I really would. And, you know, maybe another time. I think I was talking with Gavin Spittle, our big boss here in Dallas, about, hey, can we stay longer next time, you know, kind of a thing. So we'll see. Right now it's not doing me any good, but we're doing what we have to do.
You know what? Here's what I'll say. If you guys, as listeners of Love of the Star, want full training camp coverage from Brian Broaddus, then y'all need to blow this up. You need to share it with all your friends and make it into such a moneymaker for Odyssey that they have to keep Brian out there the whole time. That's clearly the solution.
I'll tell you what. I do appreciate everybody that listens to podcasts. That, you know, if Diggs talks about being, you know, Twitter being toxic, that text thing that we have at our station will be, that's toxic too. So I don't know if everybody wants me out there covering practice, but I appreciate you. The ones of you guys that hate me, I'll do my very best. I promise you I'll get better.
Our listeners are overwhelmingly positive. I have not seen any negative comments yet. So
not yet.
Must be doing something right.
In the there words you go. No, seriously, Bob, thanks to everybody that has been listening. And I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I mean, I think this is only going to get better as we get into the season. We get to, you know, get to talk about more things. I'm around the team more. Bobby's around the team a ton. I only see this podcast getting better as we go along.
So I wanted to talk about two guys that have really stood out to me. Before we jump into the kicker news, before we touch on, honestly, next segment we'll talk a little bit about the Joe Witt situation. There's a lot of stuff that's been happening.
Yeah, that's interesting, the Joe Witt thing.
Yeah, but before we dive into that kind of stuff for next segment, I wanted to talk about a couple of guys that have flashed for me the last couple days, these last few practices out here in Oxnard. Since you guys went back to Dallas, two defensive players who I think had been pretty anonymous, and one of them who was actually getting burned pretty bad. But the first one I'll start with, Israel Mukwamu, had a really great day of practice.
Oh, I cut him today, Bob. Don't tell me that today.
He was fantastic. Brian, you know what he did? He did what you love. He took somebody in the slot, CeeDee Lamb, and he carried him on the drag route across the field, which I know is one of your scouting.
Hey, if you can carry receivers inside on routes, you've got my vote. So, but it's funny because I was talking about Bell and how he separated from Coral and also McQuamu.
Yes.
So, I feel like there's a gap there. And he was one of those guys today in Krusty's Corner at 240 that I felt like needed to kind of pick his game up. And it's nice to hear he had a good practice today.
Before Joe Witt had gone virtual, and again, we'll get into that next segment, he had mentioned over the weekend, apparently mentioned McQuamu as a guy who he liked. And then when he came out here in this practice, he took CeeDee Lamb on the drag route to the middle of the field and then was on him the whole time and then swatted the ball down.
There you go.
Let CeeDee Lamb hear it too. Stood right in front of him and barked at him. And then also came down during red zone drills. Will Greer had, broken the pocket, tried to throw to Peyton Hendershot in the corner. And again, got his hand right in between Peyton Hendershot's hands and stripped the ball out. Had a really good day in coverage, which I think that's some of the corner tendencies of Israel McQuamu, which is what he was at South Carolina. I think that's some of the corner traits coming out when you see that. So maybe that's another thing that they could view him as. Maybe they view him as another corner type of guy because they did have him in the slot against Lamb. So maybe he's a flexible guy, and that way they could justify, hey, we can keep an extra safety because he can do some other things.
Bobby, he's made zero plays until today.
He was, I'm telling you, Joe Witt was talking about him over the weekend, and then Monday he flashes. I'm just saying it's worth noting, bro. You know what's interesting? I got to say, this is fascinating to me, and we'll talk more in depth about what Will McClay said during his media session on Monday night, but this was interesting. They asked him to name the undrafted free agents that have stuck out to him, and he had three. And then he added Peyton Hendershot when somebody brought him up, but he had three. One of them, Marquise Bell. One of them, Dennis Houston, which I...
Wow.
You know what I'm hearing around the team is the reason for the Dennis Houston thing, apparently?
What's that?
Is that it's stuff we can't pick up on. It's apparently he is always in the right place where he's supposed to be on his routes. And that I guess that there's some stuff that maybe we don't know if Tolbert's running the right route or if he's in the right spot, is that they're really thrilled with A, his releases. That's something they're impressed with. And they're apparently impressed with how much they can rely on him to be where he's supposed to be.
How about make some plays?
I'm telling you.
How about make more catches than Simi Fehoko or make more catches than Noah Brown?
I don't disagree with you, but you know who the third one was that he brought up on his own, and I was very surprised because this is the first time I heard the name all camp.
Well, you said Bell, right?
Yeah, Marquise Bell and Dennis Houston, defensive tackle Mika Tafua from Utah.
Okay. Who is not Tafua chases every ball. He chases number 52, right?
Yeah,
I think I'm right about that.
Yep, you are.
He chases every single ball, no matter where it is. I mean, if you're watching the tape every night, you're probably going, oh, hey, who's the 52 hustling? Who's the 52 that's, you know, again, that's good. I mean, if those are the guys who are talking about, you know, the thing with Houston,
he gets a lot
of first team looks.
Yeah.
You know, and are they playing him because he's smart, he's not going to bust and all that? I don't know, man. I don't know. But the thing with that defensive tackle, though, he is a hustling, try-hard dude when you went to pool.
Mike McCarthy got asked about him in his press conference on Tuesday and couldn't say enough nice things about him, too. Yeah. So
that's still the guy watching. See, that's the thing I miss. That's where I miss working for DallasCowboys.com because I always got to watch practice tape, you know? Yeah. And those are the kinds of things you pick up when you're watching tape.
Yeah, and so that's a name that maybe we need to talk more about because that's already a crowded defensive line room, but that was a guy that Will McClay had to go out of his way.
There's whispers about them trading Tristan Hill. Did you hear that today?
Yeah, I've heard whispers about Hill or Basham.
Oh, Basham, I can understand. Hill's actually played pretty well for these guys.
But also, I mean, you know, at what point is it going to click? Like you remember Taco Charlton, when they finally walked away from Taco Charlton, he played well in that preseason.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they've not been afraid to walk away from it before. Speaking of guys that, you know, they haven't been afraid to, or a guy that I guess they have been afraid to walk away from, because I personally would have done it over the summer, a guy who had a fantastic day today. I mean.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am all about, honestly, trying to point and say, there you go. There, the play doesn't match up. Just let go of Kelvin Joseph, because Kelvin Joseph, I think, is never going to grow up. That's or at least isn't going to grow up in a timely manner for what the Dallas Cowboys want to do. And so I'm always looking at, like, good, if the play doesn't match and the maturity doesn't match, just move on. Don't waste your time with this. And so I've always got eyes on him to see how he's playing. And man, I couldn't say anything critical about Kelvin Joseph today. He was awesome. He was sticking to everybody in these one-on-one drills. He was getting his hand. It was like four straight reps on goal line passes that he broke up.
Whoa!
I mean, he was incredible out there today.
All right, Bob, we both were kind of hearing that he had a rough offseason. I'm not just talking about what happened,
right,
you know, in Dallas with all that he, you know, that they was not charged with. But were you hearing things about him getting a late start into the offseason programs, and there were a little bit of doubts about him and stuff like that?
Yeah, so typically, some fans may not know this, you're limited the amount of interaction you get with the coaching staff during the offseason. So that's why so many of these players have personal trainers or skill trainers or whatever else to work with them during the offseason. It's to get in that extra work and prepare for their time with the coaching staff when they get to see him later in the offseason. And so I had just heard some chatter that Kelvin Joseph did not get started in that respect till way late in the summer.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And that's troubling given, you know, I think some of their issues with his maturity and everything else. I think that outside of just the off the field concerns, they want him to learn how to be a pro. They want him to learn how to be a professional football player. Emphasis on professional. What does it mean to be a professional? What does it mean to handle your business? How to prepare your body during the offseason? Things like that. And I had heard he didn't do great with that this offseason. And then I've heard that at times there's been a little bit of headbutting with Al Harris, the quarterback.
A little bit.
Yeah. And Al Harris, I'm sure you know from your time in the league, Al Harris was a salty personality. It's part of what
he
made
was.
Him.
He sure was.
It's part of what made him such a good football player. And it's part of what probably brings out, you know, good things in certain players. But, you know, it's like Jimmy Johnson used to say that, like, you don't necessarily treat all your kids the same. You parent them tailored to what they need. And that's, you know, one of those things where I'm sure the Al Harris method gets it out of some people. I don't know that it gets it out of Kelvin Joseph. And so I think that that's caused a little bit of friction, but, you know, they're working through it, and he had a great practice today. So that's at least an encouraging sign. Do you still have hope for Kelvin Joseph's future here in Dallas?
I do. But I, you know what? He needs to have more, you know, what are we, 11 practices in, 12 practices in?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know, I'm impressed with a guy. Okay. A guy like with Noah Brown. I know Noah Brown's a 6-year guy. I get it. But, you know, every day that guy does something. Every single day. Now, let's see if it translates towards the regular season and, you know, all of that. But I needed Kelvin Joseph to be good from the jump. Needed him to compete and put pressure, you know, on Brown. I needed him to put pressure on Brown to maybe have to put pressure on Jordan Lewis. I just wanted these corners. I wanted him to be a part of this mix, because I feel like all the starters have done a pretty good job. Now, say what you want about the one-on-one stuff that happened the other day with Diggs.
Which I wrote an article about that over at 105.3thefan.com.
There you go. Go check that article out, on the website. But that's I needed Kelvin Joseph to come in with that, to put all that stuff behind it that happened in downtown Dallas, and then go be a football player. You know, that's what I needed from him. And it's good to hear that he at least had a productive day today. And let's see if he can, you know, when they get to the Denver, let's get to the Denver game. Let's see next week. You know, start putting practices together where I can rely on you.
Yeah, I think that that's fair, and it's at least a good start. We'll see if he's able to carry it over into, further practices and then into the regular season. Really quickly, you mentioned Noah Brown. He's continued to have a lot of really strong practices. The guy who just keeps hard charging and every day is making really tough contested catches, making great catches, where he's tapping his toes, to stay in bounds. Simi Fehoko has completely leveled up since he got in pads, and Mike McCarthy and I talked about him, that's a guy who he sees is making that second year jump that you expect out of your players. But man, Brian, that size, I mean, he's a 6'3", 225 pound guy that runs 4.4.
Right.
And so I mean, with that body type and that athleticism, there's a lot of special traits there. They've just wanted to see consistency. And I got to say, out here at these practices, other than CeeDee Lamb, Simi Fehoko has looked like the best receiver on the team to me this week outside of CeeDee Lamb.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's you absolutely have to have, you had to have guys step up. You had to have Simi Fehoko step up. You had to have Noah Brown step up. You have to have with the wide receiver situation, the room the way it is, Stephen Jones in the front office talks about not going out and getting somebody. I think it's more about that they feel like, and we've made news, you and I, with the podcast about talking about, is Michael Gallup more sooner than later? Well, let's see. But the fact that they've got other guys stepping up, Brown, Fehoko, and working against corners that I feel like they've had pretty good camps, that makes me feel good that people have actually stepped up. Because training camp, everybody says, oh, well, this guy got cut. A lot of these players cut themselves. Jonathan Garibay cut himself. He just didn't perform well enough. So you've got to find a way to keep stacking those days, and being productive, and give them a reason to keep you on the 53. And I think Simi Fehoko and Noah Brown, at least at wide receiver, and I know they got some banged up guys over there, at least they've given me some hope that they maybe can have some production out of those guys.
Yeah, that's one thing. As we look ahead to what are things that you can look forward to in these, combined practices, which I believe they'll have their first one before we talk to you guys next on Friday. That's one thing that I think you should look out for is, do these practices from Noah Brown, TJ Vasher, Simi Fehoko, some of these receivers, does it translate when they're up going against these other teams? You're listening to The Love of the Star. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.